This is Ozarks at Large. The months between the conventional spring and fall semesters on the University of Arkansas campus are different, but certainly not silent. There are camps, programs, and seminars designed to allow high school students, undergraduate students, and others learn more about everything from writing to science to band to athletics. The Summer Pre-Law Program, or SPARC, invites prospective law students to campus to experience 3 weeks of what a full-time law school life could be like. There is LSAT prep, actual class and tests, and interactions with practicing attorneys. The program also strives to attract students who might be first in their family to attend college or from populations underrepresented in the legal world. Tamla Lewis is Associate Dean for Administration at the University of Arkansas School of Law and is coordinating the SPARC program. She says the three-week course helps people thinking about law school make an informed decision before spending too much time or money.
Because of the expense of the law school admissions test and things like that, you know, once you go through our program, if you even want to take the exam, spend the expense on the test itself. Not to mention, you don't want to start your first year of law school with those expenses in mind and then decide that's not the route that you want to take. It's not like in undergrad when you can change your major.
Right.
Career choice there.
Right. So, and this is not just an afternoon or two. I mean, you make sure there's some immersion going on.
Absolutely. We had a big meeting today to wrap up the schedule itself and finalize the schedule. It's for 3 weeks. It's running May 22nd. Is our orientation day, and it's running through June 9th, which is our graduation and award ceremony day. Residential program, hour by hour, we've planned the schedule out for 3 weeks. A big part of that, though, is our LSAT, the Law School Admissions Test. We offer a prep course. I think it's market value of close to $1,500, $1,600 that the students do get this test as well, or the course as well. So a big part of that is an academic component that Dean Leeds will teach, and then also the law school prep, which is something we really, really want to concentrate on.
So these prospective law school students will have something from the dean.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She will be teaching a two-hour legal issues in higher education course for 2 weeks of the three-week program. 1 week we're just dedicating to guest speakers coming in and talking about different topics associated with the law. One thing we're doing this year is trying to have a theme that will center on higher education institutions. So anytime a speaker is coming in, we're asking if they have had any interactions with the university or any colleges, just to relate that as kind of a theme through our 3 week program.
So there are courses involved in this. I mean, this, when we say it's as representative as a 3 week course can be of law school, you're putting them in classes.
We want them to see how rigorous law school is. At the same time, we are doing things we think will be fun. We're trying to keep the topics animated, lively. We're covering a number of issues. We're talking about criminal law. We're talking about the new guns on campus legislation. We are covering torts, athletics, just a number of legal topics that we think, among all of these different topics, there may be a career path in there for one of our students. We have a number of guest speakers, as I said, coming in. We are doing two law firm visits. I'm taking the students to Kutak Rock and to Bassett Law Firm as well to sit and talk with some of the attorneys about their different practice areas. So we're wanting to immerse the students as much as we can into, you know, a three-week lifespan of a law student.
And these will be young men and women who are upperclassmen achieving a bachelor's degree, right? So if they were to go to law school right out, they'd only be a couple years away.
Initially, the program was aimed at rising juniors and seniors. Because it's no longer part of the PLUS program, which was administered through the Law School Admissions Council, and it's now privately funded by Walmart, We have a bit more flexibility. So we have accepted a very, very diverse group of students. The majority of them are graduating seniors or have recently graduated. We have a few who have been out of school 2 to 3 years but have shown an interest in the law. So for the most part, it is graduating or recently graduated undergraduates. Not so many juniors at this point. We really wanted them as close to graduation and ready to enter the profession as possible.
I know when this developed, part of the idea was to try to get students who might be first in their family to go to college, might be from underrepresented or underserved populations. That's still a main goal?
Absolutely. And what's interesting this year, we have 24 participants. First-generation students, it's split 50-50. 12 have had family mentors graduated, and 12 have not. Very diverse group. About one-third of the group is from Arkansas. We have diverse backgrounds as well. More females this year, 17 females, 7 male students. So we've got a heavier female population this year than before. 8 students are graduating or have recently graduated from the U of A. The rest of the students are all from different institutions, from Berkeley to Boston University. So we actually have them from West Coast to East Coast. Very diverse.
Do you at all consider also, I mean, you're letting these prospective students know about law school. Do you also want to let them know about Northwest Arkansas, just a little bit about where, if they chose this particular school of law, they would be?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I'm working on now, feedback from last year, was that some of the students did not feel a connection to Northwest Arkansas, a connection to the campus. As part of our orientation, we are going to encompass campus tours. So not just the law school, but just the University of Arkansas campus itself. We are taking them on field trips to Crystal Bridges. We've got a Buffalo River float trip planned, possibly visiting Devil's Den. So it's, of course, the legal component of it, but we want them to know and understand how beautiful this community is, how welcoming and inclusive this community is.
Your undergraduate degree is in English.
My undergraduate degree?
Your bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree, yes.
And then your master's was in education?
Yes.
Then you went to law school, got the degree there?
Yes.
What led you to a career in law?
Well, that's a good question. I have always loved the legal profession, and I started working after I received my bachelor's degree as a paralegal. And, oh, my goodness, I was a paralegal for about 7 years. So I was a non-traditional student starting law school. A number of my classmates had come straight from undergrad and gone straight into law school. Not all of them, of course, but the vast majority. So after working as a paralegal, I knew that I enjoyed the work. A lot of hours, spent with the attorneys, some entertaining, some not so much. But I knew that I wanted to pursue a degree in the legal field.
I'm assuming you did not have the opportunity for something like Spark? I mean, even though the paralegal work kind of was.
I did not. I think that would have been really a catalyst for me to go maybe directly from undergraduate from an undergraduate degree right into law school if I'd had something like that. I went to University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff, which is an HBCU, and I think that we do have a student here from that institution. So, you know, thinking back on it now, I think that would have certainly been something I could have benefited from.
What do you remember about the first week of law school?
The first week of law school, feeling overwhelmed with orientation. There's so much that you have to soak up and learn. It can be a bit overwhelming, but at the same time, it was so exciting. I think once you've gotten past that LSAT, your scores are good enough, you've gotten that acceptance letter, you're riding on a high at that point. I think if you fast forward and ask after that first final exam, I might have a different answer for you.
A bit humbling, perhaps?
I will say so. It's definitely an experience that will change your life. If you want to practice law, whether you want to practice law or not, I think a JD is something that would enhance anyone's career. But the first year of law school, I think it's a different experience for everyone. As I mentioned, I was non-traditional. I had a 7-year-old daughter, so I was also homeroom mom, Girl Scout cookie mom, and first-year law student. So,
Have you caught up on the sleep from that experience yet?
I did not sleep. I have not slept, actually, in about 15 years.
You know, that's one of the things, we're joking about it, but what I've always thought could be a deterrent to going to law school is we hear so much about how much work and how little sleep, and it doesn't sound necessarily always pleasant.
I would not say that it's always pleasant, but the payoff is certainly worth it. As I said, my experience was different because I went to law school as a single mother. But I have to say, my classmates rallied around me. Homeroom mom days, I had classmates that would show up in my stead if I had a final I needed to study for. One thing about law school, especially that first year, the camaraderie, you're all going through the same thing. You're taking the same courses. You're supporting each other. So it's a very competitive environment. But I think if you, in this program, I think would help people to understand, because it is a rigorous 3-week program, that this is something you want to do or this is not something that you want to do. We want them to have a real life experience. So that first year, some people say it's a weeding out experience or a make or break experience. But I think that just depends on if that is certainly what you want to do. It's something that can be accomplished.
I bet there's value for your 7-year-old to 10-year-old daughter, I guess, over the course of the, mm-hmm. of the law school career, of seeing a parent advancing a career in education like that. I mean, being aware of it.
I think so. I was with my daughter yesterday. She's now 23 and a graduate of the University of Arkansas. I do want to say that. She is very proud of me. I have to say I'm just as proud of her. She would be in the law school, in the study lounges with us. She'd do her homework. I would do my homework. So it's an experience that we share that I think everyone doesn't get to share. But you know, for any single parents out there, speaking of diversity, that, you know, that's also an area, too. It can be done. It can certainly be done.
And the value of having a diverse legal population, I imagine, just can't be described. Having more women, having more people of color, having more people from rural backgrounds.
Absolutely. I think to increase diversity in the profession, that's one thing also that the Law School Admissions Council is really leading the charge on with these programs. The PLUS program that we have now, you know, transitioned over into the SPARK program, is just increasing diversity in the profession. We want to represent people and issues that are relevant today, represent people that look like you. The profession should look like the community. I think it's just a win-win for the campus, for Northwest Arkansas, to increase the diversity and inclusion. And I think we're doing our part to do that, just for the profession as a whole.
Tamla Lewis is Associate Dean for Administration at the University of Arkansas School of Law and is coordinating this year's summer pre-law program beginning later this month. Tamra Lewis says there are still opportunities for lawyers in the area to participate in judging the oral arguments at the program. You can learn more at law.uark.edu.